We live by faith, not by sight.
2 Corinthians 5:7. Here's your host, Amy Ailes.
Hello, flyers. Ready for takeoff? You're listening to Fly By Faith, a podcast for teens. I'm your host, Amy Earls, and this is the podcast where I encourage you to fly by faith through stories, prayers, and Bible verses. To fly is to rise above our limited view and see through God's eyes. To fly is to be free. Today's guest is young adult author Sharon Renee. Sharon has written a few books, but her most recent is called Hesitant Heroes. Here's a little about what it's about. When Christian students mysteriously start disappearing from campus, Jordan stumbles upon the shocking truth. These students are pawns in a government plot, and she's next on their list. Suddenly, she's forced into a leadership position as she and her teammates journey from the European Alps to the jungles of Venezuela in a race to save the missing students and stop a political assassination. Fighting fears that have haunted her for years, Jordan battles with the strongest political force on the planet. She believes God placed her at GCU for such a time as this. Jordan will have to rely on her faith and friends to save the missing students and foil the evil government. Ooh, so exciting stuff right there. And I saw too that quote, for such a time as this, and it's from the book of Esther in the Bible. So I was even curious, can you tell more about what has to do with Esther?
Yes, I surely can. I'm happy to be here. What it has to do with is that the main character, Jordan, that is her favorite biblical story in the Bible, is the way Esther had to stand up and be strong at a certain time and place. So when she is finding herself in this very dangerous position, she feels like she and her friends were placed at their high school for such a time as this. God had a mission for them to accomplish, and that's why he put them there. So that's how I tie that together as the theme, because I think all of us are placed in a position for such a time as this, where God wants us to be.
That is exactly right. And I believe you're even here on the podcast for such a time as hearing from you. So I'm so glad that you're here. You can all find Sharon at www.SharonReneeAuthor.com. I'll post the link to her website in the show notes. But I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome to Fly By Faith. And I'd like to hear a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I write fiction. Of course, I write young adult, and I've also written a children's book that was children's short stories and had a devotion behind it. I've written devotionals for youth. I tend to enjoy writing for the young adults and the teens. I think that's a very, very important time of life, and you need something to see, to help you with your faith. We all do. But I enjoy writing to the teens. I grew up in a small town in Louisiana, and I was not a popular teen. I was kind of left out of a lot of things and felt lonely. So I had to turn to God and writing. I think that's one way God got me started in writing. I've been writing since I was a teenager. I now live in Memphis, Tennessee. I have taught Sunday school here for many, many years with children and with young adults. So I just enjoy being with the youth and writing things that I think resonate with the youth.
That is so fun. I love that you're involved in so much. And I want to know, too, a little bit more about why do you write?
Well, I write for a lot of reasons. For one thing, I believe it's just something God gave me. I won't say necessarily talent, but the desire. And when I write, it doesn't matter what I'm writing, a devotional, I can just sit down and write in my journal. It helps get emotions out. It helps me feel better about things. So that is a big part of it. I would write even if the stuff was never published, because I've written since I was in high school, and it's just now that I'm seeing things get published. But the writing is a fulfillment, just like any talent. Some people play sports, and I've always been lousy at sports. So I do write, and I believe that writing is a special thing because you can reach other people. I mean, the Bible is written, and that's how God tells us about himself. Mm-hmm. So we can write and tell people about God without hitting them over the head with it, but just within our story, God can come out. So I think it's something he can use.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And I love that God can use any talent. Like you, yes, you mentioned sports, and I'm not into sports either, but my husband is, and I know plenty of people who are good at it. And there's people who are good at a variety of things. And to be able to use that to worship God, right, to bless others, it's such a neat thing to see that in action.
And that is one thing another theme of Hesitant Heroes. The students are all on a team called Team 7, and they are put there because they have different talents. And I like to show that every one of those teenagers is important. And as the book goes on and they get into dangers and adventures, each teen is going to have their talent pop up when at that moment they save the day. It just shows how important all of our gifts and talents are.
That's right. Very good. So what's one important message God's put on your heart?
I think when it comes to writing for teenagers and even for working in the youth departments at church, because I did have a lonely youth, I want to be able to help the children or the teenagers see that they're important, that everybody is important. You don't have to be the homecoming queen. You don't have to be the football captain. It's fine if you are. If God's gifted you with that, that's wonderful. But you're special just the way you are. And so that's what I try to get out in my devotions and in all my writing, that every one of us is special and we don't need to try to change ourselves. Yes, improve yourself with God's help, but don't try to be someone else. Be the one God created you to be.
Amen. Yeah, and you even brought up the word loneliness, and I was even thinking as you were saying that I think everyone at some point feels loneliness.
Yes.
And it's even the football captain, you know, even whatever,
right,
whatever typically looks like something where someone would not feel lonely, it's not true. Everyone
exactly
struggles with that at some point. And so to be able to know, hey, I am created just as I am, and I am important as a part of the team, like you were saying earlier,
right,
as part of a community of people who we need each other's giftings. We need each other's
exactly
talents just the way that we are. I love that you're approaching that. So how can I be praying for your writing?
Pray that I can continue. I'm having some issues this year with my mother's health. So that's been very, very difficult. While I'm having the enjoyment of the book and the excitement and the work, it's a lot of work. And I'm now starting edits on the sequel, because we have the sequel coming after this, which they plan to publish in March. So I'm working on those, and I'm trying to help take care of my mother. We're making adjustments to her health routine. So there's a lot of stress and anxiety. Plus, I have a full-time job. So pray for that. I would appreciate it for time to write, time to edit, and also the strength emotionally to deal with everything.
Yes, I will do that. And Sharon, I'm going to read a passage from the Bible to you. We've been reading out of Hebrews 11 on this podcast. And these verses that I want to share with you are from verses 17 through 19. It was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was testing him. Abraham, who had received God's promises, was ready to sacrifice his only son Isaac, though God had promised him, "Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted." Now, if any of you listening haven't heard the story before, you don't need to worry. Abraham does not end up killing his son, and God stops him before that happens. It was actually a test of Abraham's faith, and there was blessings because Abraham obeyed. So Sharon, my encouragement to you is that the sacrifices you've made in life will be counted. And even as you're sharing about your mother and taking care of her, I'm thinking of that as a part of it as well, that the sacrifices you make are remembered because God's promises are yes, and He is faithful. Let me pray for you, and then you can pray for our listeners after I'm done.
Okay, great.
And yeah. And then if you feel like you relate to any of this, those who are listening, please let me know. I would love to hear from you. Jesus, thank you for Sharon's willingness to make sacrifices for her career, her family, and her friends, and her mother, and just all of this that she's doing, God, that she's faithful to follow the calling that you have in her life. And thank you that you are faithful. Thank you that you will say yes, no matter how impossible circumstances seem, how much time it takes to commit to all of these. You find a way. You find the best way. I pray for a dependence on you and what you want to bring in the middle of trial, in the middle of suffering and just having to be patient. That's one thing I've had to learn recently, is just that patience with having to make more time, having to take more time than we expect. Thank you, God. I pray for everyone listening that there would be a complete trust and faith that what we lay down at your feet will be taken care of, because you are a good father and you will take care of us. Amen.
Father, I pray for Amy and for everyone who's listening, and I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity to do this podcast. And I know that faith is one of the most important things. It's something that I lack sometimes, and I'm sure everybody who's listening struggles with faith also. It's hard to be a giant of the faith, but you didn't ask us to necessarily be a giant, just to keep holding on to you. And that's what I pray everyone listening will do. Keep holding on to you through any struggle, and have faith that things will get better. And thank you for allowing me to do this interview. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Sharon, it was great to have you here. Thank you so much for joining me on Fly by Faith.
Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.